You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are powered by the SID Media. Throughout the whole week, we've been speaking about our lesson study here. You can go to SSNet, as I'm going there as well, ssnet.org, in order for you to follow through. We are on quarter four, lesson number 8, Mission to the Needy, and we're joined once again by Pastor Nyika, who has been, in fact, taking us through the study. My pastor, good morning. How are you?
Well, how are you this morning?
I am good, Mfundisi. I hope you are, after school, you are preparing for Sabbath there.
Most definitely.
Indeed,
Mfundisi. No, and it has already started.
It already started, Mfundisi. We are glad to hear that. Before we start, Pastor, please do pray for us so that my Holy Spirit may guide us.
Shall we pray? Father God in heaven above, we thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for this opportunity to be able to hear your word and study more about you. I will pray that your Holy Spirit may lead us, may guide us. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, you have been speaking to us about lesson to the needy here. We've spoken about Christ nestled alone, refugees and immigrants, helping those that are hurt. And today we are on greater love. Mfundisi, greater love. Please do take us through that one.
Amen. I like this one. It says greater love. To say there is a love, but of all the loves that are there, there is one that even surpasses the one that is there.
Mm.
So you find that even the Greeks, I love how the Greeks almost had a word or more than one word for one thing. Like, for instance, the word love.
Mm.
There was a love that was defined between a friend and a friend.
Okay.
There was a love that was defined between a mother or a parent and a child. And there is also the word for love between maybe brothers, siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is also love now, which we now most commonly know, the agape kind of love, which is the God kind of love.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to believe this is the greater love that we are being called to say we ought to have a greater love like this one, which is found in John 15:13. Greater love is no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends.
Mm-hmm.
So the mission or the lesson study has been calling us to go to the needy. And when we go to the needy, we first need to build a friendship relationship with them. So when we have this friendship relationship with them, having seen, realized their needs, gotten to know them, and then knowing their needs, we then need to show love. I was thinking, looking at this side in Zimbabwe, in Harare specifically, mm-hmm. where I am at. Throughout the country, Harare is one of the places that has got serious traffic congestion. So, and one of the many reasons why cars get to lock and, you know, have that is because people are selfish. And I was thinking to myself, if I have love for my neighbor, if I have love for the next person, we wouldn't be facing some of the things that we are facing in this here world. I always tell people and say, in South Africa, people have guns and all these other things. But one thing I respect South Africans for is how they respect each other on the roads. You find that even when there is no traffic light, people are filing in an orderly manner, giving each other turns to say, you are the first on the intersection, you go first.
Yeah.
I wasn't first on the intersection, I give you the way.
Mm.
So you find that if we have that kind of mentality as Christians, whereby we get to die to self and put other people's needs first, we will be accomplishing this greater love, which is required and expected of us, to say we show love to another person. We die to self, and then we put others first.
Mm-hmm. And
but also, you can go ahead, sorry.
No, you can continue from this.
Oh, I was saying, I was also looking at issues like at the bank. You find that people cut lines. Maybe in other countries they don't face this, but in our country you find that you can have a queue of more than 10 people in the bank line. You go to parking spots in the shopping mall, you find people are busy fighting to a point that they can even, you know, you have road rage whereby people are insulting and passing those vulgar words and even flipping their fingers. Why? Because if we don't die to self, we are going to do that. But if I show love to another person, even if I'm driving, I give them the way, even if I'm going to the mall, you know, you say, but unfortunately, maybe the devil has also seen that and has taken advantage of that.
Mm.
Why am I saying so? You find that being kind these days is now regarded as, you know, being or maybe looking down upon someone. Yonder we used to have chivalry. You know, we had men pulling chairs for the women. We had men holding the door for women. But nowadays, when you do that, all these isms and these rights that have come about, you find that you'll be called a sexist. You'll be called, you know, all these different, and people with their rights. And by so doing, when you show kindness to another person, you are now taken to be said you are looking down upon them. But no. We ought to show love to one another. Hold the door for a woman. Hold the door for a man. Hold the door for the elderly. And that's another one. We have higher young people no longer respecting the elderly, whereby somebody can prefer to sit in the taxi. In this side, we have buses whereby you can have people standing.
Yeah.
And you find that a child is saying, no, I paid for this seat, so why should I stand up for another person? You know, so we need to die to self and not follow the devil who is telling us to say, you are not wise if you are doing this. Because the sad part is, if you are kind and you are a Christian, the world is going to laugh at you. So the devil is fighting, and we need to be cognizant of that.
And as we were speaking, Mpundisi, about this greater love, I wanted to check with you, with these examples that you have given, it's hard to give something that you don't have, you know.
Exactly.
Kuningi that we are dealing with here, and I'm like, for me to have love, how then do we go about that? Because we may feel like the love that we have is inadequate. It's not enough for us to give to someone else. How then do we deal with that and be able to give this greater love to the needy that we are helping?
I think maybe, let me come back to the issue of friendship. You know, it's easier for you to do something for somebody whom you know than for a total stranger. And even the thing that you do will have a lasting impression. So for us to be able to show this love, if you genuinely become a friend with someone, it's easy for you to show love. But now if you are indifferent about the next person, you don't even bother. Or maybe let me say this, I actually wrote this one. I was laughing to say, we are being charged to say we should go and love our neighbors and the needy. And Jesus gives an example of saying, who is my friend, who is your friend? And you look at the people who are being charged by the lesson to say, go and love and make a friendship relationship with the needy. This person has got 500 friends on Facebook, and another 500 or so on IG, and another one on TikTok, or Twitter, and all these different social media platforms. I once heard somebody saying, you know what, I think the friends that I have are enough. I no longer want to make more friends. And you notice that the people whom we even call friends, they are not our friends, they are just acquaintances. I usually laugh at my students and say, you guys, you call each other friends simply because you have the same backpack. And you're saying, this one is my friend. You have the same shoe. This one is my friend. You look at other people. Personally, I used to define a friend by the distance they would walk me when I visit them at their place. If they walk me, you know, three quarters or a quarter from their house, I'm like, okay, so this person, even in life, this is how far they are going to go for me. But as I was studying the lesson, I saw that I need to have a paradigm shift to have friends in the sense of wanting to also help them. Because many times we want to have friends out of saying, what will I get out of this friendship relationship? But the lesson is calling us to say, no, don't enter into the friendship relationship because you want to get something. Enter into it because you want to give something. So we are being charged by the lesson to say, as we're going to do the mission to the needy, as we're going to love, you know, showing this greater love, we need not only love because they are people who are close to us. Because even the Bible says that even those who are outside, they show love. You look at the people who drink, they show love to one another. You look at people who smoke, they've never met before. And, you know, they share. And yet we are Christians and we are called for a greater love that even surpasses that one. But maybe what I can say is this love, we also can't do it by ourselves. Like you rightly said earlier on, you can't give that which is not in you. And the love that we are giving is Jesus. Jesus first needs to be in us. And when we have Jesus in our lives, it's going to be easy for us to share the Jesus to others. When we have Jesus in our lives, I am going to put the cares and the needs of other people first. You find that Jesus, all the miracles that he would do, or most of them, he would have compassion over people. He would also see their need and then meet it. After also having gotten to know them and gotten closer to them and saying, okay, so I've known this person. What is it that you're in need of? and then he would go to do that one. So we need Jesus.
Yep.
I don't know how we can do it, but we really need Jesus.
Indeed. And as you're saying there, that important is that we need him. There are certain things that just need him. They like nothing else. They just need him. On our own, we cannot, you know, make it, you know. So any further thoughts or Friday thoughts there? You can give us your thoughts or you can give us the lesson studies thoughts. Anyone, it's up to you, my pastor.
All right. Now, maybe let me read these ones that I highlighted. It says on Friday, the gospel writers recorded examples of Jesus practice of building bridges with people from other cultures in order to save them. So as we're going to do this and build these relationships, we also need to understand that the ultimate goal is for them to be saved. You know, think of yourself to say, if I'm the one who was in that miry clay, would I want somebody to show love? Would I want somebody to extend their hand and even extend this Jesus? We all have been called in one point or the other. Even if we're born in the Adventistic homes, we still, one way or the other, had a time whereby we turned around. I even laugh when I look at, what's his name, Enoch. To say, Enoch, I would like to believe, he started to walk with God when he had the child. He says, and Enoch walked with God when he had this child. To say, sometimes when there's a point in time in life whereby you have an epiphany, you have a revelation, you have an encounter with God. We were not all born having a relationship with God. So some people are in the dark, and we need to go and give them the Jesus that we have. And then this one, it says, men and women are not fulfilling the design of God when they simply express affection for their own family circle. While they exclude those from their love, whom they could comfort and bless by relieving their necessities. So we are being warned and being told here to say, we are doing nothing if we only love those who are in our own circles. We need to expand and expand. You know, make our circles bigger and show love to others and make friendships even with the other people that are out there. So it goes on here, so it says the responsibility given to us to be a blessing to those outside our comfort zone, whether they are from another culture or just a helpless person, is a non-negotiable mandate from Jesus Christ. So it's being said it's a mandate for us to show comfort and, you know, love to the people. And, you know, when you look at a mandate, it's non-negotiable. We can't negotiate and say, but you know, what if I just say, no, we are not negotiating. Go and show love. So we need to love people and love even those that are difficult. There are some, and sometimes we are the difficult ones. So we need to show love.
Indeed, Mfundisi. So, I mean, and that last part there that you were reading there, saying that the responsibility given to us, you know, is a blessing. And I like that because sometimes we forget that the responsibility we have is a blessing. You know, everything that we do, in fact, is a blessing. And I love that the lesson actually highlighted that. Mfundisi, do you have your own thoughts on the whole study? If not, please do pray for us as we close.
All right. Maybe what I can say is, let's minister to the needy. Let's get to know people and meet their needs. It's a high time as the Adventist Church, we got down from our high horses and we get to minister to the people, just like as we have been charged by the Bible. Because many a times we come with the Pharisaic tendency and we are looking down at others and we think they don't know Jesus in their churches. No, they already know Jesus there, but we need to now give and bring the other light that they are in the darkness of, and people definitely come to the fold. But shall we bow our heads for a word of prayer?
Yes, please.
Our Father, our God, we thank you for this lesson and the other lessons that come to us. I will pray that because of these, may we be found in that book of life. May they not come just like any other lesson each and every day and every week, but may they leave a lasting impression that by these lessons, one day when we are there in the star pearly gates, we'll be able to say it was because of those lessons. And Father God, the charge and the mandate that you have given us, how we pray that may you help us to take it serious as it is, because it is a matter of life and death, not only for those that we need to minister to, but even for ourselves and our souls and us being saved and us being lost. We thank you, Father God, for being a wonderful God and for hearing and answering our plea. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much for coming through throughout the whole week to give us this lesson study. I hope that you're going to have yourself a blessed Sabbath.
Thank you very much. See, have a great one.
Amen.
Happy Preparation Day.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.